Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
There's a problem which is quite common these days, which afflicts people and does a great deal of damage to relationships. Primarily, though not exclusively, men suffer from the disorder. However, quite often, children and teenagers are also afflicted by it. I define the malady as the PADD syndrome. Never heard of it? PADD is an acronym for a condition I call Periodic Amnesia and Deafness Deficiency Syndrome. Strangely enough, this disorder is seldom detected by neurologists or audiologists. The professionals seldom find it. Wives and girlfriends are the ones who usually diagnose periodic amnesia and deafness in the men in their lives. And what is it that men forget? Birthdays, anniversaries, special occasions? They forget to pick up the items at the grocery store that a wife asks them to be sure and get. Sometimes they even forget the names of their children, calling Jim, Joe, or Nancy Bonnie. And what about the periodic deafness? Women have noticed that men often grow deaf when a wife says, "Honey, will you do this for me?" Or they suggest that the lawn or garden needs attention. The deafness, however, is usually restored when the national anthem comes on television immediately prior to a football or basketball game. Wives also tell me that husbands regain hearing at the slightest suggestion of dinner or the announcement that a check has come in the mail. Men, of course, are completely unaware of the problem. They don't get it. In fact, most of the time, they really think the problem is not with them, but with their wives. I'm thinking of the two men who responded to one of our guidelines programs writing, "Your topic on communication was helpful and very interesting. At times, my wife and I have that problem of failing to communicate properly and failing to understand each other. She always wants so many details. Then again, when I say things, it will be later on she'll say, 'You never said that,' or 'Why didn't you tell me?' Yet I know with positive assurance I told her. But she denies having ever heard that information. What is the solution to this problem?" The solution begins when you understand that communication doesn't mean the same thing to men as it does to women. The fact is, men usually consider themselves to be pretty good communicators, much better than the women in their lives think them to be. Though all people don't follow the same patterns, it is generally true women tend to be more expressive than men. A generalization is that men are logical, women are emotional. We men tend to deal with facts, and having stated something, we tend to feel that the process of communication is finished. Women, on the other hand, go beyond the level of facts to the level of emotions and feelings. That's why details are important to a woman. Why do men tend to shut wives and girlfriends out of their inner thoughts and feelings? Why do men suffer periodic attacks of deafness and amnesia? In some cases, it is because we men are selfish. We never stop to think how important communication is to those whom we love. In other cases, we fear rejection or misunderstanding. Strange, isn't it, how some individuals will share everything they have, except their hearts and their inmost feelings. Hey, if you are suffering from the PADD syndrome, a trip to the doctor won't cure you. Now, a date book or a day timer, a PDA, may help, but the real answer is within. It is learning to care and to know how much caring means to your family.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.